Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary since Valet Air Flight 180 exploded and crashed shortly after takeoff from JFK Airport. It's a disaster that's affected many, none more so than Mount Abraham High School, which lost 40 students and 4 faculty members in the crash. But it was the events after the crash that has turned this tragic story into something even stranger. The survivors who managed to get off the plane before it crashed died soon thereafter in a series of mysterious and bizarre accidents. Now, to some, these deaths are just tragic coincidences, but to others, they're an indication that there are more sinister events taking place. That's the contention of tonight's guest. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. And I appreciate you using the word sinister. Most people say supernatural because they think I'm talking about ghosts and witches and stuff like that.
Well, here's your chance to set the record straight. So.
Great. Okay, well, I believe that there's a sort of force, an unseen, malevolent presence that's all around us every day, and it determines when we live and die. And some people call this force the devil, you know, but I think that whole religious thing is... So I prefer to call it death itself.
So I'm surrounded by death?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every day, everywhere, all the time. And that's what I want people to understand, that death has this grand design that we all fit into. So when Alex Browning got off that plane and took the other survivors with him, he basically screwed up death's plan. And that's what I'm trying to warn people about.
And the fact that all of the survivors have died is your evidence of this?
Well, it's not so much that the survivors died, but it's the way that they died. I mean, there were so many weird, seemingly random things about the way they died. It just didn't make sense. You know, and that's the proof that there's something out there.
Wait, that's not proof. I mean, that is your interpretation of events that can't be proven in order to support your ideas, right?
Yeah, but you should be more open-minded.
Oh, please, what happened after that was just coincidence.
May I finish? A mere coincidence would have one or two of these kids die, but not all of them, including their teachers.
Yes, but people die all the time, so why should this be any different?
It forced people to question these so-called everyday coincidences. What if they were something more? What if you could do something about it?
Please, are you listening to yourself? I mean, this is crazy. You're saying that we should be on guard every morning when we leave the house?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly it. And in order to survive, the only way to survive is to look beneath the visible world. Because in the end, no one can escape death. And today may be your day to die.
Okay, I'll call you.
Kimberly, you sure you've got everything? Credit card, cell phone, AAA card?
Yeah, it's Daytona, not Somalia.
Pixaflat, road flares, sunblock, mace.
Condoms, whips, chains. Just kidding, Mr. Corman. Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on her.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Can we go get the guys? I'm getting horny.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I'll call you. Whips and chains. That's nice.
Whatever, your dad's cool.
Yeah.
Buckle up! Oh, easy, Kimmy. First you were driving?
Sorry.
Oh my god.
But Dano, shouldn't we help your mom?
Oh, good one, Matt. Yeah, you're hilarious. You're not getting any of my weed, Matt. Nothing.
Whatever. What are we going to do in Daytona?
Oh, baby, we're going to see lots of honeys there. We're going to get drunk. We're going to smoke this thick El Gaggerero. We're going to have, like, this awesome fucking party on the mountain.
A candlelight vigil to mark the one-year anniversary of the crash of Flight 180 will be held at 8 p.m. tonight at the Mount Abraham High School Auditorium.
Driving? Hey, Dano, shouldn't we help your mom?
Oh, good one, man.
Yeah. What?
There's gonna be a huge accident. We're all gonna die. I just saw it.
All right, that's it. My turn to drive.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, what's wrong? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
One-year anniversary of the crash of Flight 180 will be held at 8 p.m. tonight at the Mount Abraham High School Auditorium.
I would help.
I would help.
Okay, Kimberly, you're scaring me.
Green means go, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're freaking mine? What the hell are you doing?
What the fuck, Kimberly?
What's this?
Kimberly, you just gotta breathe.
Oh, shit. Shit. Bible's coming. Let's fucking roll, man.
What?
Oh, my God.
Do you know how much fucking weed I have on me? Huh?
Okay, Daniel, just shut up. Just stay cool.
Fuck, I'm going to jail. Fucking going to jail.
What's going on here?
There's going to be a huge pileup. I saw it. There were bodies everywhere. There were logs. I saw it. It just happened.
Miss, I'd like you to please step out of the vehicle. Pull over!
We could drive around. I have a delivery.
No, you need to get back into your vehicles.
Just move.
Now.
That's it. That's the truck is going to kill everybody. You need to stop that truck.
I told you again, you have to calm down.
Why won't you listen to me?
Oh, my God.
This is
Unit 13 requesting medical assistance and backup for a major traffic accident.
Kimberly, what's going on?
Listen, sir, this girl is really freaked out. In fact, all of them are scared, as you can imagine.
Scared? These people are the luckiest sons of bitches on the planet. Get this guy, Evan Lewis. Yesterday, the kid wins the lotto. Today, some loony bitch blocks traffic and avoids the worst pileup in years. I should be so damn unlucky. Well, go babysit the rest of them, will you? I'll be done with Lewis in a minute.
We're trying to do the best we can. We're going to get you out of here as soon as possible.
I just think it's a bunch of bullshit.
Listen, I know you've gone over all this with Detective Subi. But would you mind telling me what happened?
It was like I was there. I knew something bad was going to happen even before it did. It just felt wrong, just like...
Just like what?
Look, I know this sounds crazy, but... You guys all heard about Flight 180, right? Kid who got off the plane. What happened a year ago today? My premonition was just like his.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Surely you must have read about the kid who had a dream about a plane blowing up, so he got all his buddies off the plane, and then the thing blew up just like in his dream.
Yeah?
Yeah, but did you hear what happened after? So a month goes by, right? Everything seems cool. But then all the survivors start to die one by one. Because when your number's up, right? You know, some people even said that death itself was stalking them, hunting each one down until they were all dead. Please.
There was one survivor. Clear Rivers is in a padded room at the Stony Brook Institution.
Well, that's encouraging.
You want me to believe that this is true, that this is happening all over again?
I don't know why we're even here.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want from me?
For me too, honey. But if I was never meant to pull over, we all should have died in that pileup.
Which means death could be coming for us.
Yeah, like, what if we're all getting that different strokes curse or something?
You know what, I think you're all certifiable. Can't believe I've been listening to this crap.
Let's go. Let's go, Tim.
Mrs. Carpenter, please.
Kimberly! Oh, baby.
You okay? I'm so sorry.
You can all go now. Thank you for your patience.
This sounds crazy, but I'm really scared for the others. I don't I just have this really bad feeling.
What?
It's not over yet.
Sorry, I haven't called. Hey, listen, I heard about your lottery win. Let's hook up. Call me.
Yeah.
Hi, Evan. It's Nikki. We met at Tucker's party last year. I know it's been a while, but I've been thinking about you. Just wanted to say congratulations, so give me a call. 555-0123. Bye.
What a bastard.
Come on.
Mother, just turn on any station. Well, I don't know how you missed it. It's been on all day. Yes, Mother, Channel 4, it's fine. Okay, you know, look, here it is. I gotta go, okay? I gotta go.
Reach them. To recap our top story, Route 23 was backed up for almost 9 hours today.
A record-breaking pileup killed an estimated 18 people. Emergency crews spent hours sifting through the wreckage, hoping to recover any survivors from this tragic collision. So far, police are refusing to release the names of the victims until the families are notified. The camera of a highway patrol car managed to catch this shocking footage. A semi comes careening across the roadway and smashes into a red SUV. The driver of the SUV was standing inside the vehicle, and the quick actions of a state trooper may well have saved her life. He pulled her back at the last second, just as the semi plowed into the vehicle. The passengers inside the SUV were not so fortunate.
Did I see that shit? I was there, baby.
In other news, a freak accident took the life of a lotto winner. Friends say Evan Lewis was on top of the world after recently winning $250,000. But in a tragic turn of events, Lewis died today while trying to escape a fire in his apartment. He managed to make it out of the building, but somehow the ladder on the fire escape slipped and impaled him. Investigators believe Lewis died instantly.
Come in.
Buddy. Way to take this thing as to sleep. And then tomorrow it's off to the dentist, which I know you love. Get some rest.
Mom?
Yeah.
Do you think those guys would be asking us today?
Yeah. Some people just need some rewiring, that's all. Lights out.
At the request of the patient, you'll relinquish any sharp objects, such as nail files, pencils, pens, safety pins, bobby pins, your necklace, matches, lighters, belts, belt buckles, earrings, hair clips, glasses, shoelaces, paper clips, watches, money clip, pocket knives, food, drinks, keys, cell phone. Do you have a cell phone on you? Poisons, pills, medications. Great. And let me see your nails. Good. I think we're all done.
Wait, is she dangerous or something?
No, honey, she expects you are.
How
long are they going to keep her locked up like this? Depends on her, I guess. She's voluntary.
Clear Rivers.
Don't come any closer. They told me that you had something to do with the crash on Route 23.
Look, I don't know how to explain it, but I saw the pilot before it happened. I saved some people.
And now you think death is after you. Nice work. Maybe if you're real lucky, you'll wind up in here with me. Anything else?
One of the people died in a freak accident last night. What if the other people are in danger, too?
Well, if you put them on the list, they're already dead.
List what list?
Death's list. The survivors of Flight 180 died in the exact order they were originally meant to die in the plane crash. That was Death's original design. The list.
I was supposed to die in that crash with my friends, so you're telling me that I'm next?
You said that someone else died last night. That means someone must have intervened.
Officer Burke pulled me away from the crash to kill my friends.
Congratulations. You'll be the last to go. But don't worry. Once the others are dead, it'll come back for you. It always does.
This doesn't make sense. You said that you die in the order you're originally meant to. But my friends died last in my premonition, not first.
Wait. Died last. Backwards. Are you sure?
In my premonition, that Nora woman and her kid died. Then Evan. Than me and my friends. Why is this even happening to me?
That's what Alex used to ask himself.
So what am I supposed to do? Clear.
Watch out for the signs.
What?
Have you ever seen anything creepy or ominous? An in-your-face irony kind of thing?
The songs on the radio? Yeah, the guy in the beer truck, everything on the road?
Well, don't ignore it. Recognizing those signs usually means the difference between life and death.
You gotta help me.
I don't have to do anything.
But you beat it.
Take a look around. What did I beat, Kimberly? If you were smart, you'd save yourself and just forget about the others.
How can you say that? You have a responsibility.
My friends are dead. That's how I can say that. And this is what happened to Alex when I was responsible for him. Get out. Before you hurt me or yourself.
Right, you know what?
What?
I think you're a coward. You hide out in here because you're too damn bitter and selfish to help any other person. In my opinion, you're already dead.
I tried calling you last night, but your father said you were sleeping.
Evan Lewis is dead.
Yeah. I've been getting calls all morning from everyone who was on the on-ramp. We're meeting tonight at my apartment.
Wait, so
You believe all this death stuff?
Well, at first, no, I didn't. Until last year when I was dispatched to clean up one of the Flight 180 survivors.
Clean up? I don't... Did you see that?
See what?
Pigeons!
Pigeons?
It's a sign.
A sign of what?
If Clear's right about the order, then Nora and Tim are going to be attacked by pigeons.
I'm not following you.
Look, they're next on death's list. If we don't find them, they're going to die. The doctor's ready for you now.
If he gives me the gas and I wake up with my pants unbuttoned, we ain't paying.
Tim.
There you are. What happened to you yesterday, Tim? We missed you in here.
I got hung up by that accident on Route 23.
Good Lord. How lucky that you're okay.
Your mom says you've been having some pain lately.
Not really.
Tim, does your mom know you've been smoking?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's gonna have to be filled. Damn! Pigeons. How many times am I gonna have to replace those goddamn windows? Slowly sting for a moment. Open big. Wider. Wider. How did they expect me to...
Would you rather just have a laughing ass?
Yeah.
Gene, I'm gonna need you in here.
No, you're gonna have to speak up. There's too much noise. What? I can't hear you. Excuse me, what? Yes, the 6th at 2 p.m.
Gene?
Get started.
Tim, you'll be awake, a little groggy, but you're not going to be able to move much.
Turn around. The cleaning lady said they're at the Ellis Medical Complex just on the 14th.
Damn it, anyway.
Oh. doing in there?
What did he say about your tooth? Did he say
I can't remember.
The pigeon!
What? Whoa, whoa, here! Come on! Hey, whoa, whoa!
Mona's not coming. She won't leave her son.
No, but she's next.
Right now, I don't think she cares.
We'd get there and they'd be fine, and the Clearwaters are just full of shit. And Evan Lewis's death is just some freak accident. But we're all gonna die, aren't we? I'm so scared.
I know you didn't ask for any of this, but I don't think you have it in you to quit either.
Second one just died. 15-year-old kid.
I hope you're ready for this. This way.
Is this guy gonna help us anyway?
He seemed to know a hell of a lot more about death than he ever told us.
Shouldn't we knock first?
Probably already knows we're coming.
Evan Lewis.
Come to pick my brain.
Just a simple question and we'll leave you alone with your new friend.
Dead. Yet still.
Look, we drove a long way to get here, so if you happen to know how to stop death, it'd be really great if you told us.
You can't cheat death. There are no escapes.
Bullshit. You told me death has a distinct design. But Alex and I cheated death not once, but dozens of times. The design is flawed. It can be beaten.
Such fire, you know. People are always most alive just before they die, don't you think?
If you know of anything that could help us, what harm could it do?
Only new life can defeat death.
What the hell does that mean?
Some people say there's a balance to everything. For every life, there's a death. For every death, there is a life. But the introduction of life that was not meant to be, that could invalidate the list. Force death to start anew. You have to follow the signs, Kimberly.
How do you know my name?
Wait a second. New life defeats death. Follow the signs. Where did you find that guy?
I know. I mean, I thought he was supposed to help us, not freak us out. What the fuck are you thinking?
I'm thinking sucking my junk, biatch.
Little punk.
What is it?
What did you say? You have to tell us, what did you see? Kimberly, look at me. You have to tell us, what did you see?
I was driving a white van and I must have lost control because I crashed into a lake and I drowned.
You were there?
I can practically taste the water in my mouth.
Wait, remember the on-ramp? There was a pregnant woman in a white delivery van.
He said only new life can defeat death. If she gives birth to a baby that would have died in that car crash.
Wow.
A brand new soul that was never part of death's design.
It throws the whole list out of whack and we start over with a clean slate.
Seems like a bit of a reach, don't you think?
What else could it mean?
We have to find the pregnant lady's number.
I don't have it. She never came to the station.
We have to find her. We have to warn her about the lake so she can stay alive long enough to have the baby.
That'll be an easy conversation to have.
How are we going to find her? There could be thousands of white vans in the state.
Hey. I'm a cop, remember?
That's it.
Got it. With the plate number, I can put out an APB. Here we go. Vehicle's a delivery van registered to Marcus and Isabella Hudson. We should pick them up pretty quickly. Come on, let's get to the meeting.
Management 2 weeks ago about these friggin' bumpers.
Is that dog shit, dude? Oh, you got something on there. It's still there, bro. Here, I can get it for you.
No, it's all right.
I'll do it if you want me to do it. Just let me do it. What?
Hey, man, how you doing? Listen, any word on that white van yet? Okay, well, keep checking.
Does anybody have a Valium?
Oh, yeah. Now you're just going to want to take half of that.
Keep them coming.
If what you're saying is true, that means I'm next.
This is crazy, people. Come on. First death is stalking us and now premonitions? What?
You're not next, Nora.
Nobody has to be next. That's the point. Okay, we need to help each other in order to get through this.
Oh, this cannot be happening, see, because my career is at a peak and I finally met a quality guy. I just bought a house.
So maybe if you shut the fuck up, you'll live.
Yeah, like I'm going to take advice from you. Okay, look. If you know what to look for, you have a fighting chance. If I call and say, I don't know, Subway, get to a high-rise fast. A place where no subway could ever possibly go. Get it?
Okay, you guys listen. Just because Kimberly has these visions, it doesn't mean that we're not all capable of seeing signs to some extent.
Okay, look, I gotta call bullshit. I mean, I've sat here and listened to all your theories and all your stories, and I think it's just all bullshit.
Call it what you want. It'll keep your ass alive.
Darling, my ass is alive, huh? Has been all day. There is nobody after us but you, trying to make us all crazy. If death is out to get you, why don't you just get the hell away from us?
She's the one that's dealt with this before. We need to look out for each other from now on. Sleep in shifts. We need to save proof this death trap.
Get you to step out of the van, miss.
Are you kidding me? What did I do?
This vehicle's been reported stolen.
Screw this. I'm going for a smoke.
No, it's not safe out there.
Oh, Nora's got to bite it before me anyhow, huh? Oh, you people have no sense of humor.
Nora, you okay?
4 years ago, my husband died. Now, Tim, there's nothing left for me.
Look, don't say that, okay?
If it is my time to go and be in heaven with my family, I can accept that.
You gotta trust me, okay? We can fight this. If we just stick together long enough for her to have her baby...
Do you know, if you excuse me, I have a funeral to plan.
Nora. What do you think you're doing?
I'm finished. I'm out.
Don't leave, you cheat.
Look. I control my life, all right? Not some crazy list that death has put together.
I'll be sure to carve that into your tombstone.
Whatever. You may be able to scare these people, but I'm not buying that shit.
Be careful, man.
Hey.
What?
Even if you don't believe, give this to Nora.
I'm just going to put this in the... I think I see a man with hooks. Is that... sign?
Oh my god.
Did you guys see that?
He's right.
The phone.
Nora!
Who is this?
Nora, can you hear me?
Officer Burke, I can't hear you. What?
What is it? What?
A man with hooks is gonna kill you.
What? What is it, Nora?
Good, I got it, thanks. They found the van. Isabella's being held at the Greenwood Lake Sheriff's Station.
Keep my head.
Eugene, what is it?
I control my life!
What happened, Eugene?
You hear me, you reaper cocksucker!
Calm down.
Right, what happened?
Where's Nora?
Back up!
Eugene, what's wrong, man? Just tell us what happened.
All right, give me the gun, Eugene. Give me the gun.
No, fuck no!
Eugene, she won't. Eugene, she's gotta chillax, bro. Okay, you just gotta calm down, man.
Give me the gun, Eugene.
No,
Eugene, don't do it. Don't do it, Eugene.
I ain't gonna fight this.
Hey, Eugene, no. Hey.
On my terms.
Oh, my God.
You hear me? Oh, God.
Hey. You don't keep it loaded?
They're all duds.
Six in a row? Never. That's impossible.
It wasn't his turn to die.
Can we find the pregnant woman now, please?
Is this safe, guys? I mean, someone in this car is about to get whacked, right? Did the rest of us really feel like sitting next to him? Or her?
Okay, guys, let's not panic. Isabella's safe.
How do you know?
Well, you said she was going to drive into a lake. How can she if she's in protective custody?
Look at me. Come on. Does it look like I'm in the condition to commit Grand Theft Auto? This is insane.
Look. Hopefully the district judge will have it all sorted out by Monday morning, okay?
Marcus. When I get out of here, I am going to sue him. Oh, my God.
What? What now?
My water just broke.
What?
My water, it just broke. I'm going to have my baby.
No, not here. No, you can't do this to me.
Don't just stand there. Get me to a hospital.
Just give me a second to think.
I am not going to have my baby in a jail cell. Get me to the hospital.
Okay. Just, Sheriff Perry, this is Deputy Adams. Come back. God, I need the car. Sheriff Perry, I need the car.
My van. Take my van.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go. We'll go. Come on.
You don't want to hear something crazy? It's not the first time I cheated death. Kid came to school with a knife, killed his teacher. Teacher would have been me. I was transferred to another school 2 days before.
It's fucking weird, man.
You want weird? Last year, my partner and I were heading out when a call came in about a train wreck. Frank decided to let me handle it alone. He died that night in a shootout. If that call had come in just 10 seconds later, I'd be dead too.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I got one too. It's like, okay, so last May, I'm supposed to go to this cheesy little bed and breakfast in Pennsylvania, right? So anyhow, there's this major gas leak that no one knows about, and all the guests suffocated during the night.
So what happened?
I don't know. I never made it. The bus I was on splattered some girl all over the road.
Was that nun, Abraham?
Yes. How did you know?
That bus you were on killed Terry Cheney. She was supposed to die on Flight 180.
Hey, do you guys remember that theater in Paris that collapsed last year and killed everybody inside? Well, I had tickets to go. But one night, I'm in Paris and I'm just tripping on acid and sipping lattes and such. And then all of a sudden, this dude out of nowhere just gets whacked by this falling sign.
Carter.
Wait. The teacher I replaced... Her name was Val Luton. She was from Mount Abram. She died in an explosion.
Shit. The call about the train wreck that saved my life. That was the night I scraped up Billy Hitchcock.
Wait a minute. Who are these people?
People who got off of Flight 180.
They were my friends. Kimberly, tell us what happened.
About a year ago, my mom and I were at the mall. I was supposed to meet her outside, but I got caught up watching this news report about some kid that committed suicide. Kept thinking, how can you strangle yourself in the bathtub? That's stupid. I don't know, it felt wrong, and yet I heard some gunshots, and I ran outside. Some kids were trying to steal my mom's car. She tried to fight them off. She was a fighter, and they killed her. After the funeral, I kept thinking that it should have been me. I guess everyone must think that. I guess I was right.
Maybe. When we got off Flight 180, it didn't just change our lives. It affected everyone and everything we've come into contact with since.
I'm not sure I'm understanding you.
Being alive after we were supposed to die, it caused an outward ripple, a rift in death's design.
So, if you had never gotten off the plane, we wouldn't be alive in the first place.
Yes, that's why death is working backwards. It's tying up all the loose ends, sealing the rift once and for all.
Deliver this baby? Those people can help. Let's go.
Officer Adams reporting a vehicle collision off 9A at the 180 mile marker. Send all emergency vehicles to the scene.
Go!
Okay, go! Okay, we're going.
Easy.
Here.
I think
okay.
He has a collapsed lung.
Everyone okay?
Call an
ambulance!
Stay with us.
Hey! Hey, you! Hey! Come on, help me out! Come on, you gotta get me out of here before this thing explodes or something, okay?
I think it's okay. I don't smell any gas and none's dripping.
Okay, all right, get this thing off me. Just pull, hurry. Okay, be careful. Ready? Okay. Ah! Oh, God, Jethro! Jesus Christ! I gotta use my legs when I'm done!
I'm dead!
Everything's gonna be
Let's
okay.
Get him going.
All right,
he doesn't get a respirator. He's not gonna make it.
I'm gonna get you to the hospital.
But be careful with that. All right, check the gauges on the respirator and watch out for overdoses. Oh, and look out for potholes and puddles.
Sorry, you can't come in, miss.
Watch out for power lines.
Watch it!
You trying to get yourself killed, little boy? Gotta use your head, man.
Get that news van back.
Nice.
Speed right away.
Okay, let's go.
What's she doing?
I think she's gonna be okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When I die, it's gonna hurt.
I don't know.
You're gonna die after me, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Would you take these? If I die, would you throw out all my drugs and my paraphernalia and my porno? Just, you know, anything that's gonna break my mom's heart. Please.
Cheyenne Jacobson, reporting live from the
Gibbons Farm. Sheriff Perry, Officer Burke here. Listen, I'm trying to get some information on Isabella She did. Okay. Thanks, great.
We're out. Kimberly!
Isabella's at Lakeview Hospital. They're prepping her for delivery. We gotta go now.
What about Kat?
I'll go talk to her.
Bye. Just find Isabella and get this thing over with, okay? Go on. I'll be fine.
Where's Rory?
Could you be a little quieter with that thing, please?
Yeah, sure. I'll just put it on quiet mode.
That would be good.
Take my truck. The keys are in it.
Kimberly!
Well, what do you see?
are we looking for?
It's not here. This one was different. It was like the van crashing into the lake. I was in a hospital. There was screaming, and a nurse was trying to choke me, and I couldn't see her, but I could see her name tag. It was right in my face. Kalarjian. I think a nurse named Kalarjian is going to try and kill Isabella.
Listen to me, Isabella. I need you to stop pushing.
What's wrong? Is my baby all right?
The cord's around the neck. This baby's in trouble.
A bizarre accident has left two people dead, one of them killed by a safety device meant to protect us. Ironically, the woman was impaled through the head after her emergency airbag deployed. She was trapped in her vehicle after it crashed into a field near Greenwood Lake. Suddenly, the airbag went off. Her head flying backward into a metal pipe, killing her instantly. The impact on her.
Isabella Hudson, what room is she in?
We may need to do a stat cesarean. Get Dr. Kalarjian up here now.
Dr. Kalarjian, code blue, deliver room 6.
You know what, I'm just going to wait outside because I'm really just kind of in the way here.
Don't you dare leave me. Okay.
You guys get to Isabella. I'm going to find Eugene.
Dr. Kalarjian, code blue, delivery room 6. Dr. Kalarjian, delivery room 6, code blue.
Fat tracing. It's losing oxygen.
The cord's compressed.
Down to 40.
Oh, God! What's happening? Where's Kalarjian?
Dr. Kalarjian! Dr. Kalarjian!
Not now, I'm busy. Oh, hey!
Police business.
Isabella, is the baby okay?
I'm sorry. No, you can't be here. I'm going
to
have
to. No, I need to know if the baby's all right. I need to know if the baby's all right.
It's a boy.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Who the hell are they?
Oh, my God. I can't find Eugene.
No, no, don't worry. She had the baby.
It's okay. It's over.
Kimberly.
What did you see?
I don't think Isabella was ever supposed to die in that pileup.
Then what's the premonition of the lake supposed to mean?
Try to remember.
Bloody hands. Some bloody hands. Eugene. Only new life defeats death. What's that supposed to mean?
You saw an ECG machine and what else? Bloody hands, what else did you see, Kimberly?
Machine. Lake. White van.
What are you talking about?
New life.
What is it?
I know what I have to do to save us.
That's crazy. You can't give up now. We have to fight this thing.
Get Galarjian.
Ready? Clear! She's back! Epinephrine, 2 milligrams. IV flush. I want her prepped and stabilized for ICU.
Welcome back. I lost you for a minute there. Hey, we did it. Thanks to you, we cheated death. This is really great, Mrs. Gibbons.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It's our pleasure.
So how are you doing, Kimberly?
Good. Yeah, had a fun summer. I don't know, I guess things are pretty much getting back to normal.
Brian, I think you better go check that barbecue.
Oh, hey, careful. Those things are dangerous.
Trust me, I think I've been through closer calls.
Yeah, me too. Dad, you should tell them about the news van thing.
What's that?
Well, Brian was almost hit by that news van that day in the field. And your friend Rory, he pulled him back at the last second. Saved his life.
You never told me that, Peter. Boy, that was lucky.
Thank you.